Hi, I'm Janet. I'm the KZN Organ Donor Foundation representative. I became a volunteer for the Organ Donor Foundation 2 years ago, basically because I am a parent of one of the 4,300 people in South Africa who are waiting for an organ transplant. This is quite a sad statistic when you think that of those 4,300 people, less than 600 will receive a transplant this coming year. And if you consider that our population in South Africa is so huge and only 0.3% of that population are actually organ donors, you can realize what a difficult situation it is.
Janet, let's talk statistics, especially in KwaZulu-Natal.
In KwaZulu-Natal, it's quite scary actually because the number of organ donors that are registered with the Organ Donor Foundation is one of the lowest in the country. And if you consider that our population in KZN is rather large, it's on a par with Gauteng, it's quite scary. We also have so many people waiting for corneas in KZN, in their thousands. And these people are unable to see simply because they need a cornea transplant.
How do people become an organ donor?
It's really so easy to become an organ donor. It literally takes you less than 3 minutes on the organ donor website. And the organ donor website is www.odf.org.za. And there's so many questions that are answered on there as well, because very often a person will say to you, oh, but I've got this question or that question about organ donation. Many people often ask the questions, for example, how do they know I am dead? The answer to that is on the website, but it also is simply this. Two independent doctors have to declare you as brain dead before anybody will ask your family whether you are going to be an organ donor or not. One of the biggest issues that happens with organ donation is that when a person passes away, it's actually not the time to discuss whether that person wants to be an organ donor or not. The time is actually now. A person needs to discuss with their family and their friends now whether they are going to become an organ donor, whether they are happy to do that. Because at the time of death, your family has to make the decision to honor your wishes or make a decision as to whether they are going to allow you to become an organ donor or not. At the time of death, people are so upset, so emotionally involved in the whole situation, and it's just really not the time to discuss it. The Organ Donor Foundation is a non-profit organization and is reliant on donations and sponsorships to run awareness campaigns aimed at the public. One of the big things they've been doing over the last number of years is to gain volunteers to help them on the ground. Our biggest concern is that we cannot reach the people that we need to reach. So what we are doing is we are reaching what we call the low-hanging fruit, the 1% of the population that we can. And our aim in the next 3 years is to register 1% of the population in South Africa as organ donors.
In some countries, you're born an organ donor.
Yes.
And you literally have to opt out of it if you don't want to be an organ donor. Why is it that South Africa is not like this?
A lot of it has to do with cultural beliefs. A lot of it has to do with people's religious beliefs. And also because I don't think that it has been addressed as that yet. And all of these things take money to address and sponsorship and all that too, in order to be able to reach the people that need to talk about it. But in South Africa, our biggest issue is to get the word out there for people to start discussing it. And that's why raising the whole issue of organ donation is so imperative. For me, the biggest gift that anybody could give me right now is to register as an organ donor. As I think about my own child waiting, some children that I know who have lost the battle in the last year, a gentleman I know that quite recently lost the battle, my heart breaks because there's no reason for that to occur. And more than anything else, anybody can be sick enough within a week to need an organ. And if I look at all the people I've met over the last 2 years as an organ donor volunteer, I realize just how many people out there would just love that second chance to have a life without carrying oxygen, without having to go for dialysis, without needing all the medications that they need to take, those specific ones that do so much damage to their body. It would just be fantastic if we could just get 100 people to register after this show.
Janet, any cost to become an organ donor, or even a family that's at somebody's bedside that's about to pass away, is there cost for them involved?
No, there isn't. To become an organ donor, there's no cost whatsoever. And if you're at that place where a family member of yours has been declared brain dead and you are going to donate your family member's organs, there is no cost as soon as you sign the documentation after your family member has been declared brain dead.
So Matthew, you're 18, you're waiting for a heart and bilateral lungs. How long have you been waiting for?
I've been waiting for 4 years for the transplant, and I'm still going strong, but slowly deteriorating as the years go on.
And you're on 24-hour oxygen?
Yes, I am. It's helped me keep me going.
And if you could say one thing to everybody listening at the moment?
If you could just think of hopefully becoming an organ donor and tell your family, tell your friends, because one day you might be able to save up to 7 people's lives.